Inside the bright blue food truck parked in the driveway of their simple one-story home, the Martinez family spends most Friday nights chopping and prepping enormous amounts of cabbage, carrots, and cilantro.
We are from El Salvador. We sell pupusas, tamales, but at the same time, we sell Mexican food. We got tacos, burritos, quesadillas. We had two kinds of tamales, Salvadorian and Mexican tamales.
That's Moises Martinez. He explains that Mexican tamales are wrapped in a corn leaf, while Salvadoran ones are packaged in a banana leaf. After conditions in his home country of El Salvador became dangerous, Moises moved with his wife and children to California. He heard there was money to be made working at a fish processing plant on Kodiak Island, so he traveled here. He only planned to work one season, but he liked it in Kodiak, so in the early 90s he brought his family, and they've been here ever since. Martinez says he thinks there are roughly 100 Salvadorans here. Many, like Moises, came to Kodiak fleeing war, found good jobs, became involved in the community, and stayed. Martinez has a full-time job as a dock foreman at one of the fish processors. But for years, his family has been selling pupusas along with Mexican cuisine from small stands off and on around town. In his spare time, he says he recently converted and customized the family's food truck himself.
If you look from outside, it looks like a regular small bus. I call it a bus. But actually, inside it's completely different. Took up all the seat and changed all the floor, put a new walls on ceiling, and ready to cook.
Martinez says it took him about a year to transform the minibus into a commercial kitchen. It's a family business.
I like how busy it is.
That's 21-year-old Jency Martinez, Moises' daughter. Before she went off for training to become a dental hygienist in Washington State, she worked 4 summers at the family's food business to save up money for school.
I mean, I know how to cook everything in there. It's like taught me a lot. Sometimes your parents being your bosses, you know, it's kind of different. But it's good. It just, I don't know, it keeps me busy.
And Jency is busy. She has 3 jobs.
Monday through Friday, I work down over there at the dental office. Saturday mornings, I work at the coffee shop. And then Saturday afternoons, I help out here.
Jency's mother, Maria Portillo, is the cook. She prepares family recipes, and Jency takes orders. But before Maria prepares the food, she has to do a lot of chopping.
Cabbage, carrot, and the cilantro, and the pepper, and the one I have a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. She starts on Friday evening after she closes her in-home daycare and preps the food until late into the evening.
This is salad for the pupusas. And we need to make everything today.
She gets up around 6 a.m. to finish and make tamales. She's ready to open the food truck by 11 a.m. on Saturday. Over the years, all her kids have helped out. That they are proud to share the foods from their homeland makes her happy, says Maria.
All the kids, they make tamales, make pupusa. I have my old son. He's the ingeniero. He lives in Seattle. He make a pupusa. My other son, he is studying in the, Arizona. He make a pupusa and tamale, and when they have a party, and they say, this is the food for my mama country. Yeah.
The truck is nestled between a coffee drive-thru and a large construction project along Kodiak's main drag. As soon as they open the window, people start lining up, brought in by the aroma of lime, cilantro, and frying meat. Inside the truck, Jency and Maria do a well-choreographed dance as chicken and steak sizzle on the grill. Jency takes orders and makes change while Maria puts food into go boxes.
It's the quintessential food truck.
That's Erin Briggs, who's lived in Kodiak just a couple of years. She says she was excited to see Maria's appear.
Everybody loves tacos. Been out and about all day, and it was a great reason to not make dinner.
Moises Martinez says that earnings from the business in its various forms have helped the family achieve several financial goals, but it isn't just about how many tacos they sell. He says they brought their business back with the new food truck because they love sharing their food and a little bit of their culture with the community.
We're happy to be cooking for the community of Kodiak, and we're happy again that they're enjoying. Actually, we had a few comments this last week, and it's my first time I tried that this food, and it's the best food in Kodiak. We're happy to hear that, and thanks. for everybody to support us.
Maria's Place, the food truck, is open Saturdays through the summer. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.